This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 7th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. employers added 272,000 jobs in May. That figure higher than April, more than economists expected. The unemployment rate was higher for a second straight month. The report signals continued strength of the jobs market with only minor signs of weakening. The figures support consumer spending and the broader economy, but also suggest the Fed may be forced to keep interest rates higher for longer than the market would like. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says two other countries gave in to pressure to lower rates this week.
We saw the Bank of Canada this past week cut its interest rate 25 percentage points. We saw the European Central Bank do so. Ironically, both of them did so with inflation still above their target rate. And the European Central Bank specifically did it even though their inflation rate was starting to tick back higher again. That further broadens the gap between our policy and the policies of these other countries who are giving into the pressure there to cut rates.
Suderman says such action can widen currency values further, worsening the U.S. trade balance, challenging exports, and encouraging imports. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers features House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson. The Pennsylvania Republican tells host Andrew Huneke that there should be every reason for Democrats to support the committee's farm bill proposal.
There were 40 measures that were really led by just Democrats. They put them forward. They really contributed to a strong farm bill that would provide farm and food and national security. And so those 40 measures are part of this bill. And then there were 140 measures that were bipartisan, led by both at least one Republican and one Democrat.
Thompson says there was outside heavy pressure on Democratic committee members to oppose the language.
There was kind of a heavy influence on them, and I understand the pressures they were facing. We had Senator Stabenow and Secretary Vilsack in the House really campaigning to the House Democrats that were on the Agriculture Committee to vote no on the bill, a bill that they helped construct. So I don't understand that over influence and the overreach that they did. But, you know, it really put some of my colleagues who are very supportive of the content of the farm bill in a tough situation.
Thompson says there's a lot of good policy in the House proposal.
We really provide the type of investment in terms of commodities to deal with market volatility. You know, there hasn't been an increase in that area for a long time. And that also included giving an opportunity for farmers that don't have base acres to have base acres. That's a huge improvement. But it's all across the title. The conservation investments that we did, honoring that the best type of conservation is locally led, voluntary, incentive-based. You know, what we did in terms of rural broadband, of expansion, not just increasing an investment in that area, but making sure that we did it in the right way.
Thompson says the best thing for the bill is to keep moving forward.
I think it's important that we get this bill on the House floor, you know, probably as quickly as we can. I also think that would be great for the Senate Democrats. You know, they need to start to do their job. We need to see bill texts from them. I'm, you know, excited about Senator Stabenow's leadership in the Senate with the Agriculture Committee.
AgriPulse Newsmakers includes more with Chairman Thompson, as well as discussion around farm policy. It's available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's drive time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.